Hey you! Yes, I'm talking to you, you lovely little marshmallow you. Mind if I sit here? Sweet. Okay, word on the street is that you've been feeling bad about something lately. Is it true? What's keeping you up, my dear? Come again? Someone made fun of you because of that thing you like? Well, that's just all sorts of petty, isn't it? People are free to enjoy things whenever and however they please, as long as they're not hurting anybody. I don't see why they feel the need to throw eggs and tomatoes at you because you enjoy something they don't. I know. They're absolute assholes. That may be so, but I feel like this is something you need to take note of. You're allowed to feel bad about that as much as you want, but at some point, you need to realize that your precious time is wasted being annoyed at them. Have I ever felt bad for liking what I like? Dear, you have no idea. I am the textbook example of someone who is shamed for their interests all the time. What do I mean by that? Well, you have to know that I cannot like things in a chill way. Like, at all. I lack the ability to. Therefore, that made me a target for all the kids and even my own family members to make fun of me for whatever phase I'm in at the time. And don't even get me started on the gatekeeping. Oh, gatekeeping? It's where certain people decide you're not good enough to partake in something for no reason other than to feed their superiority complex. I know. Total douche baggery. As a very feminine woman myself, I've been told that enjoying Monty Python was not okay because I'm a girl. A girly girl at that. Like, what does that even mean? There's no correlation at all. Just because I like dressing like I'm picking flowers automatically means I can't enjoy surreal humor and make references to Holy Grail like it's a second language to me? Ridiculous. You think it's pretty absurd, right? People policing what you like either because they don't like it themselves or because they think you don't understand it like they do. Look, my dear, life is too short to listen to what these morons have to say. At the end of the day, it's your happiness that matters. You're looking out for number one. You might as well enjoy things while life is out here causing you pain. It's those little moments of bliss you have when watching your favorite movie, reading your favorite book, listening to your favorite album, or discussing your favorite roleplay audios on Reddit that make life worth living, you know? I sure as heck can speak for myself. I've had those days where I just wanted to give up and not try to reach my seemingly impossible dreams anymore. Just go with the flow and wait for the inevitable kiss of death, however she may come. Thankfully, I was able to find hope again when I invested my time into things that made me truly happy and inspired. Being a fan of something or someone makes me feel electric, and it has brought me joys I could have only dreamed about, like new friends, new hobbies, and new outlooks. Amidst all the bullshit shaming and gatekeeping people give me, I continue to like what I like. Again, it's totally okay to like what you like, as long as you're not harming anyone, including yourself. I know that not hurting people should already be a given, but I've heard stories of people becoming a little too obsessed, and I definitely don't want you to go that road. When it comes to the point where it stops making you happy, makes you begin to hurt the people around you and even yourself, that's the point where you probably need to realize that it has taken over your life in a bad way. Especially in this day and age of stan culture, being overly involved in a fandom can cause us to do problematic things. I'm actually speaking from experience here. I was once a rabid fangirl who went a little too overboard with my obsessions and fell in with the wrong crowds within my fandoms. I had to learn my lesson the hard way. It's not a time I'm particularly proud of, but luckily, I'm in a much better place now. I realize that the things that I enjoy, that encourage me to be a better person, or that help me better perceive myself and the world around me, are the ones worth keeping. My world doesn't have to revolve around these things, but rather, these help grow and cultivate it. I can tell that whatever it is you're enjoying right now is making your world a little brighter, or is helping you get rid of the hurt from your past. Or maybe, best of all, it has encouraged you to chase after your dreams. Whatever little or big pocket of inspiration this is giving you, hold on to it tight. Embrace it. You'll never know how this will bring you so much more joys in life. Keep loving the things you love, my dear. You're a treasure to this world, and the love you give to anything or anyone will just make it a better place to live in.